Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Stop into Quick Trip right now and get the Tumblers, your favorite team. If you're across the border and you're a Vikings fan, go for it. If you're in Packer land, go for it. Buy one, get one right now over at Quick Trip. Stop in. They're $19.99. The Packers Tumblers, the Vikings Tumblers. Good stuff. And the day after a win, you get to refill them for free. Good stuff right there. Thanks to Quick Trip, where they have no fee ATMs. I love that about them. Love that about them. Today is our Festivus, because Saturday technically is Festivus, but we're not on the air, so we planned it today. Steven Rhinelander writes, completely non-sports related, says, "Hey guys, I love this Festivus topic. My wife's office listens to your program. They really enjoy it, and usually she comes home and says, hey, did you hear what Bill Michaels had to say today? Maybe she's going to come home and say this to me, that she heard me talking about Festivus and grievances because my wife breaks wind in her sleep and never admits it. So I put a recorder in our bedroom, and sure enough, about an hour into it, you can hear it audible and loud as blank. She claims that I put my hands to my face in blue making that sound. I told her, I swear, honey, I never did. That is you." Sleeping on the couch, Steven Rhinelander. All right, Steve, you got it out there. See what happens. By the way, if this program in Rhinelander is sponsored by a good divorce attorney, you may want to contact Steve. Good stuff there. Oh, my goodness. Let's do this. Let's do some buy or sell, shall we?
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play buy or sell. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Some buy or sell, as we do this a couple of times a week, and we've got many different things to choose from. Radio Joe, what do you got?
Well, since the news came out, this kind of screws up my first one, so I'll just do this on the fly. For those of you just joining us, Davante Adams will not be playing against the Minnesota Vikings. He's been ruled out. The Packers made that official. So buy or sell, there's no question about it. Even with the concussions that Davante Adams has had, you pay the man regardless of price.
Pay the man. Pay the man. Now, let me say this. I would not play Davante Adams. So if you say, well, he missed two games because of concussion, did he, or was it just a precaution? Yeah, to me, you shut him down, give him the 2 weeks plus the entire offseason, because the concussions that he has had have come from pretty vicious hits. It hasn't been where he gets the elbow to the helmet a la Sam Shields and suddenly he's got concussion-like symptoms. So it's been pretty severe for him to get a concussion on hits like he sustained. So I'd shut him down. So going into the offseason, is it a concern? Yeah, if you can drive down the price a little bit. But Davante Adams is going to get paid, whether it's here or somewhere else, and you better be the one to pay him. And there's an article. I want to talk about this coming up. But there's an article on Packers News about Jordy Nelson. And it is a very real, very bleak look at Jordy and his productivity about whether or not this team should retain his services moving forward. And if you're going to say jettison Jordy, jettison Randall, save that $25 million, you got to have weapons around Aaron Rodgers, and your number one weapon, and Mike McCarthy reiterated that the other day, your number one weapon is Davante Adams. So, yes, you pay the man, hands down, without a doubt, you got to give him the money.
Buy or sell.
The Packers should upgrade their backup quarterback this offseason. Brett Hundley, not the answer.
I am buying it because if you're going to start pushing your chips to the middle of the table and you're going to say, okay, there's only so much of a window open now that Aaron Rodgers is 34, 35 years old, you're going to start trading out different pieces of some of the veterans that you have. Yes, you need a veteran back there. You cannot afford to lose, to go 3-4 in 7 games and hope that Brett Hundley's the real deal because he's, quote, being in your system. You need to find a veteran. You need to find a guy that's willing to come here, knows he's not going to start, but yet wants to be a part of an organization, part of a championship team. Maybe he doesn't even have the wherewithal to go start somewhere else, but would be serviceable for a few games should he be called upon. You'd kind of hoped that was going to be Brett Hundley, but it turned out it wasn't. Even though he got better, even though he showed signs of progress, you need somebody to come in and play well and play and manage a ball game right now. And I don't know if Brett Hundley's that guy. So, yes, I would hedge my bets. If this is now the all-in mantra coming out of the Green Bay Packers organization, you have got to go out and find yourself a veteran. Yes, I'm buying that.
Buy or sell?
Haha, Clinton Dix deserves a second chance next year. It would be stupid to cut him.
Boy, he just looks so bad. I have a feeling we're going to find out that Haha Clinton Dix had some type of an injury, that there was something that hampered him. I don't know what it is. It just, he didn't look right. He's owed 5.5 next year. If you want to cut him, you're not going to owe him anything. So if you want to cut him loose, you don't owe him anything. If you need money, is Haha Clinton Dix worth almost $6 million? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Personally, I don't think he is. Not the way he played this year. So it would not surprise me if Haha Clinton Dix left and went someplace else, unless there's an injury. Then I know that you can explain away the... Because he was a hitter. He was a guy that didn't mind sticking his head in there. And that's what we always appreciated about him. He wasn't a guy that shied away from blocks and shied away from ball carriers downfield. He wasn't that guy, and he was this year. So if you know what's wrong with him, and say he goes away the offseason, gets healthy, comes back, and he's ready to go. Yeah, I want to retain him, but I don't know if I can retain him at $6 million. I don't think so. And everybody says, well, the salary cap's going up. Well, that's fine, but you can't give $4 million to him, $10 million to $14 million to Davante Adams, $8 million to Corey Linsley. You can't just say, okay, well, we get $10 more million this year, and we're going to up the ante with all these different guys. You're going to outspend yourself. So, Haha Clinton Dix, they may not have a choice. If he wants to take that full amount of money, and after the season like he just had, they may have no choice but to cut him loose. And by the way, if they do cut him loose, zero ramifications against the cap if they do. Just an FYI. There you have it.
Buy or sell.
The Bucks' next 3 games. Back-to-back against the bad Charlotte Hornets. And then the Chicago Bulls once again at home at the BC. Buy or sell, Bill, the Bucks go 3-0.
Yes, I'm buying it. And put it this way, Malcolm Brogdon said after that game against the Cleveland Cavaliers, this game against Cleveland, this win, has given us the confidence in our ability to play the game the way it's supposed to be and to move forward. Those words don't mean jack if they come out and lose these next games. Say you lose 2 out of those 3, they don't mean jack. Giannis said, these are games we normally would have lost. We figured out ways to win. He sounded optimistic. I'm just going to buy into it and say the Cleveland game gave them the ability to know that they can win ball games when they play hard all the time. You play that way against lesser teams, you get easier victories, and you can kind of take your foot off the gas pedal a little bit. But if they don't come out and win these next 3 games, it's all for naught. So I'm going to say, yes, the Bucks, they have, by the time we're talking again and the Bulls are out of the way, they have a 4-game win streak going. I'm buying it.
Forget, have you done stat of the day yet?
Yeah, we did. Well, I didn't actually do the read, but we were doing the stats when we had Paul Charchian on.
Okay, because I have a stat.
Go ahead. Do
The Bucks have scored 100-plus points in 13 straight games. The last time they had double-digit points was back on November 20th against Washington.
There you go.
Since that Eric Bledsoe trade, the offense has definitely been there.
Yep. No doubt about
Buy
it.
Buy or sell.
The trouble is the defense hasn't been as consistent.
It's been
frustrating. That's been the bugaboo for this team. By the way, the stat of the day brought to you by AppRoyo. Check them out on the web. They implement SAP and big data solutions for companies just like yours. Put all that information together, come out with some thought process, how to analyze it, and they give it back to you. Here you go. That's AppRoyo, APPROYO.com. Check them out on the web, AppRoyo.com, APPROYO.com. What else you got?
Well, I put this out on Twitter, at Radio Joe Sports, because I firmly believe it. Now that Chacin and Gallardo have been signed, don't expect the Brewers to go after any more starting pitchers. Mission accomplished.
By the way, Chacin gets a $1.5 million signing bonus, $8 million this year, $6 million next year is what it all comes out to. There's probably a few incentives in there as well, but that's what that contract comes to.
Gallardo, meanwhile, has a lot of non-guaranteed money. He's going to have to really earn it in order to make the team. There's no guarantee that Yovani Gallardo makes the team.
And the Brewers later today have to open up a roster spot.
Yep.
So they have to figure out a roster spot because they signed two guys, only had one spot available, so that somebody's going to get optioned. There you have it. Are they done in free agency?
No, when it comes to starting pitchers.
When it comes to starting pitching? Most likely only for the fact there still could be a trade. Something could happen. But I think as far as starting pitching goes, they've got a couple of spots that they feel at least decent about. They've got probably two or three spots they feel pretty good about starting pitching and guys coming back. So
I think there's going to be a lot of competition as it stands today, to be perfectly honest with you.
I think they're done, but if something comes along that maybe would look good to them via trade, I think they would still pull the trigger on it. I don't think they're adverse right now to saying we're stopping.
They're certainly open to it, but I think at this point they're going to look more into their farm system.
I do too.
For starting pitching. That's really what I think.
These moves are, I don't want to say stopgap because that makes them seem poor, but.
No, I think Chacin is stopgap.
These moves are basically to get you to bridge you to next year because they want to take one final look at all the talent they have, see what comes up in the minor league system and what starts to boil towards the top. Because next year, next offseason, there's quite a few names that are going to be out there. Guys that are looking to get paid, and all those guys aren't going to get paid all at once. So the market might be pretty good for a team that's stockpiling cash the way the Brewers are to go out and get a couple of these guys to really start to push your chips to the middle of the table, so to speak, to use that term again. So I think it's a stopgap to get you through the year, see what you got again offensively. You got to figure out shortstop or second base. You got to figure out center field. Get everything settled, and then hit the ground running going into the next season, which is what you expected anyway, the transparency being what it is. And you thought, okay, that would be when the Brewers are going to get good. So that these pitching moves, and Chacin and Gallardo, they're just to get you through. Innings eaters, just to get you through until you're ready to fly.
Yeah, I don't. This whole Chris Archer thing, it's not going to happen. I don't see it happening. I don't think it will happen. He is way too expensive. You're going to have to give up so much to get Archer. Now he is under 4 years of control, and that is significant. And his contract is cheap. But the Brewers aren't the only team that's in on Chris Archer. The asking price, I don't even want to know the asking price from what the Rays are putting out there for Chris Archer. It's got to be through the roof. And I think for everything David Stearns has done, rebuilding that farm system, you're going to have to give up a significant chunk of talent for one guy. Is Chris Archer Clayton Kershaw? I don't think so. He's a darn good pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
But he is not Clayton Kershaw.
No.
This is not the time to try and make that move unless Stearns got some crazy bargain or heard some crazy bargain. He already would have made that trade. I just think all this Chris Archer stuff, yeah, the Brewers are interested, but they're not going to pay for the moon just to get him. It doesn't make any sense.
Got some Brewers chatter coming up. More of Festivus. More of you, what you have going on. We've got some good ones, too, some emails that have come in. Come on, if you got some of this stuff that is kind of crazy, you can say it, too. Give us a buzz, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next. we're looking. Bill Michaels Show on the air on this Thursday. Getting you ready for tonight's program down in Mulligan's. Looking forward to that. 6 to 8 tonight. Going to be down there. Yours truly, Mike Clemens. The Bud Girls are going to be there. Speaking of Mike, Mike is going to be joining us. Or really, we kind of joined Mike, depending on how you look at it. We're going to be in Minneapolis. Radio Row. Mike goes with us. Our staff goes with us. We have a great time. And it is always good not only to get away and kind of do the show like that as a staff, and it's kind of bonding when everybody's staying in the same house and stuff, but it's such a great time of year. You certainly wish the Packers were there, but it's such a great time of year for the interviews and such that we get. We've been doing this for a long time, and there's a lot of recognition there on many of the different network parts. So I always look forward to bringing you that week's worth of programming. We can't do it without our great sponsors that take us there, and there's so many good ones. Our friends from Social Style Dance, they're with us this year. It's a brand-new sponsor, and they've had a great reaction and great success from you that are listening to this program. And I know people go, ballroom dancing, or it's not just ballroom dancing, but there's so many things that go on there. Whether it's exercise and fun, you name it. But go to socialstyledance.com, socialstyledance.com. And if you've got, whether it's a dinner ball coming up, or maybe you've got a wedding and you want to do the father-daughter dance or the mother-son dance or whatever, or just a lot of friends getting together to choreograph something, go to socialstyledance.com, socialstyledance.com. Also, our great friends at the Water Doctors. I've been with them now for 17 years, and it is the best, by far, the best water softening system on the market. And as a matter of fact, when I move again, this will be the third time I've taken this thing into a different home. It's a tremendous, tremendous water softening. So I can't say enough about it. And the service has been fantastic. Check out Dr. Bob and the whole group over at H2TheLetterODoctors.com. H2TheLetterODoctors.com. New home, old home, existing home, whatever. They can really help you out. And also, they've got some great technology to see what exactly is coming into your home and how much they can prove to you how much they get rid of as well, what goes into your drinking water. And then one more thing, I've been telling you about this from Brumar Productions. Tusk, the Ultimate Fleetwood Mac Tribute Band, coming to Milwaukee. They're coming to Wisconsin, but they're coming to Milwaukee on January 20th, Saturday night, January 20th at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee. Before that, on the 18th, they're going to be at the Meyer Theater in Green Bay, the Wild Center in Sheboygan on the 19th, and then they're coming to the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee on January 20th, and all you have to do is go to PabstTheater.org, PabstTheater.org. They were playing over in the UK on this big world tour, selling out places, man. Fantastic. If you're into Fleetwood Mac, this band, close your eyes, and they're there. It's fantastic. So go see Tusk down at the Pabst Theater Saturday, January 20th. It is Festivus. And to give you a little bit of an example of this, okay? This one is from Mary, who writes, huge Packers fan. I'm disappointed with other Packers fans who want to see Mike McCarthy and everybody throwing it on their tails. We're supposed to be fans. We're not supposed to sit around and complain about everything as if it's our right that we are going to win a Super Bowl every year. And if we don't, then everybody else is wrong and we're the only ones that are right. And we sit on our mountain of trophies and look down at everybody else. I think we should enjoy what we have right now. I would love nothing more than to see Aaron Rodgers get another one. But it doesn't mean we are guaranteed he will get another one after all. Ask Dan Marino how hard it is to get there. She says, guys, could I take one moment here and give you one more grievance? That's the guy in the cubicle next to me who shall remain nameless. He constantly clears his throat to yell at you through the radio. He, quote, bitches about you all the time, but yet listens every day. Can you give him a shout out? We'll just call him Angry Fred for today. So there you go. Angry Fred. I'm sure he's looking over his cubicle at this point at Mary and saying, well, I can't believe you said that. But nevertheless, Mary, thanks for the email. We certainly appreciate it. That is Festivus. Give us your grievances. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Dan and Racine first and foremost. Dan, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. How are you, bud?
We're doing well. What's on your mind, man?
Well, I'm going to stick to my guns on this for a long time now. Because I just see the emotions in Rodgers, and there's no comment for him being benched these last two games. And when you look at the team as a whole, I'm not going to be like that other lady and say, you know, it's all roses. I just look at it, this guy's got to move on to something better. And he's going to do that because there's so much that needs to be replaced on this team that he's going to opt out. And the reason why I think they're even going in that direction, why haven't they made him an offer at least yet? I think he's going to go to either Jacksonville or Denver.
Nah, I don't see. You know what? I appreciate that phone call. I understand that. I don't see Aaron leaving. They didn't make him an offer because they really didn't have to just yet. This offseason or going into next year, they'll make him an offer. They'll get all that done. They'll raise his pay, and they're probably trying to gauge what exactly it is he's going to end up wanting and what's going to be fair market value and such. But I guess the question for Aaron is it necessary for you? Is it a necessity to be the highest paid player in football? And if so, by how much? And if you are, for this season, does it have to be for this season, next season? How many seasons do you have to be the highest paid player? I mean, that's what you have to ask him, and you have to say, you tell us. Give it to us. Legitimately give it to us, because we're going to keep you, but, you know, is it necessary for you to be the highest paid player? Because it does limit what we can do eventually down the road.
Well, the other misconception that we just need to reiterate, and Colin Cowherd started this whole thing, but Aaron Rodgers does not have a player option in his contract. That does not exist. He can't opt out at any point in the rest of the years of his deal. So all this talk about, you know, freaking out that Aaron could leave the Packers midway through his contract, that's not possible because that doesn't exist. He's not going anywhere.
Right. He doesn't have an opt out. The Packers aren't getting rid of him anytime soon, but they are going to guarantee that he retires a Green Bay Packer. I mean, they're gonna hedge their bets and make sure he's happy so they can move forward. Plus, you just want to know what your price is going to be, so you know what your budget's going to be for the next few years as well. Let's go to D in Fenimore. D, how you doing?
Hey, I'm pretty good. What's up, Bill? What up, Joe?
What's happening?
I got two grievances. I got a small one, too, real quick I want to get off my chest. I'm tired of people comparing a regular job to sports talk. I mean, like, to sports figures. Ain't nobody coming to see you, so can we please stop doing that?
Right.
And one of my major grievances, Bill, is with you. I know how your radio station works. I know the demographics. I know y'all got to talk about the Packers. I know y'all got to talk about the Badgers. And I know you're well-versed in it. But when it comes to talking Bucks, I feel like you slightly mail it in. I don't feel like you watch the Bucks or pay attention to the Bucks or know as much about the Bucks as you do about the Packers and the Badgers. Like, for instance, one time a caller called up and asked you, did the Bucks have a defensive coach? Everybody knows Sweeney if you pay attention to the Bucks. Sparky can hype about
right,
it all the
right.
time.
No, I understand. I'll tell you this. It's fair enough because I'll tell you this. My focus during the season is usually Packers. And I don't get into the Bucks as much as everybody else does until probably Packer season comes to an end. Then I really start paying a lot more attention. But I do watch. I mean, it's not like I don't. I do watch Bucks games. It's just there's more of them. And when you're talking about being on top of them day in and day out, there's more of them. Yeah. I don't pay attention every night. I just don't have the scheduled time to.
I can dig that. And then my other grievance is to the homie Joe. Joe, I got love for you, Doug. I appreciate the job you do. I think you and Bill got dope chemistry. But, dude, you're the most negative dude I ever heard in my life. Even when you like stuff, it comes off as negative and depressing. Like, the only thing I ever heard Joe say that he even seemingly sound happy about is when he talk about Star Wars, and then it kind of sound creepy. But it's like everything else is weird. Like, it's almost to the point, and I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to say this without being rude or being cut off. I think Joe could be with his woman and get to the point where everything is finna end, and he gonna complain still.
We're quite a pair over here, Joe. D, appreciate the phone call.
Nah, D's not the first one to say that.
We're quite a pair.
No, you know, you get on social media, you get people to say, why are you so negative? That's all you do, asking for a friend. You know what? I've always had a negative rap on things because it's like, look, I'm a fan. I'm not just a media guy. I'm a fan. When I tweet, when I put stuff out on Twitter, that's coming off me as a fan. That's my emotions. Yeah, I do get negative. I do get negative quite a bit. For me as a fan, it's frustrating because you see so much success in this state. And yeah, I'm spoiled with it. I don't know how many times I've had to say that. I've been spoiled with the Packers being as good as they've been, getting the playoffs 8 straight years, blah, 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 blah. You know, the Brewers with what they've been able to put together, the Bucks and all that. But it's just like, for me as a fan, now doing this for a living, I want to be able to experience covering a championship. I want something big to happen in this state. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that I look at, and it's like, man, This isn't right. I'm always going to keep it real with the audience. And yeah, it's going to come off negative, but I also give positives when credit is due.
That's the one thing. We do get positive. Like, I mean, people say we're negative at times, but you know what? When things are well, we tell you they're well.
But that's the thing. It's like people want to spin it all the time and try to make me the negative Nancy, and that's fine. That's fair. But acknowledge the fact that when I am positive, acknowledge that. Be fair about that, because I am positive. Man, you know how much I had to defend Alex Hornibrook this year? With all the people that hated Alex Hornibrook and didn't want to give him a chance and not give him any credit when he actually did a big thing, I was the first one to come out here and defend Alex Hornibrook. When the Brewers were doing well, continued to give them credit. You know, I couldn't sit there and believe that the Brewers were having the season that they were having because you kept waiting for that other shoe to drop. And I wasn't the only one that felt that way. There were a lot of Brewer fans that were kind of waiting for the Brewers to just fall apart. And it felt like that was coming. And then they kept staying alive, staying alive, staying alive. And they stayed in the hunt for 161 games. That needs to be acknowledged. That's incredible. For the group of guys that you had out on the field on that 25-man roster, I didn't think it'd be possible, but they did it. That's really cool. And I am praying, I am hoping for the best that the Brewers can continue to build off of that and they don't take a step back. But when it gets to my negativeness, I wouldn't be surprised if the Brewers took a step back this year. Would not surprise me at all. I'm not going to go on some rant at the end of 2018 that the Brewers didn't get in the postseason, because it wouldn't surprise me if they took a step back, because some of the guys that went out there and proved it in 2017 weren't able to do it this coming year. It's like Jonathan VR. It's like VR blows up. He has this big year, and then what does he do? He craps the bed. And had Jonathan VR replicated the same season he had in 2016, maybe the Brewers are in the postseason. Maybe they do get in as a wild card. So I'm always going to give credit where credit is due, but I also like to look at the other side of things too. And that's always been my deal. That's always been my shtick. And, you know, D and I disagree on a lot of stuff. I'm actually surprised he didn't bring up the political stuff, because I know he's very vocal about that. And I respect D's opinion. You know, it doesn't mean I agree with him, but I respect it. As long as you're able to have a very fair disagreement with me and not come off as a jag towards me, that let's have the conversation. But otherwise, if you're going to be a jag, you gone.
Yeah.
That's my rule. And I've had to do that to a few people because they think they're right all the time. And it's their way or the highway. It's just like, it's not the case. I can disagree with you, but again, if you're going to be a jerk towards me, you're gone. That's how I roll, man.
855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. On the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. Give us a shout. We would love to hear from you.
How about that roast? You know, Bill, you asked for trouble yesterday when you said, roast us in this airing of grievances.
Care. That's fine. I don't mind that. When we come back, we've got brother getting after brother and a wife getting after her husband. She lives in Woodbury, Minnesota, just outside of Minneapolis. She says she listens to the program. She says she's got one for her husband who was a bad Packers fan. That's coming up. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We're so glad you are here on a Festivus Thursday. Yes, we know Festivus is on the 23rd, but we're not here on the 23rd. That's Saturday. We're not here. Tomorrow's a green and gold day. Getting you ready for the Packers and the Vikings. So today, air it out. Air it out, baby. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. I've got one here, brother to brother, and I've got an email here. Wife to husband. Just crushing it on one another. Talking about airing grievances. At every meeting, every new beginning, every celebration, they make it better. That's Cousin Subs, and better is more than just a word to them. It's a promise. At every party, they've got it going on. Customizable party boxes, big ones, small ones, classic 2-foot party sub. They've got it all. And they've got all the stuff that goes along with it, whether it's the chips or the snacks or the cookies or soups and salads, and they have it all. So they can always handle it. Just check them out at CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com. Here you go. Ken, listening to us in Rice Lake, says, my brother Jason, to heck with him. He's a Bears fan because of his wife. He was a longtime Packers fan until he met her. That's lame, bro. She better be loving you up good and down for you to be that kind of turncoat. That is Ken listening to us in Rice Lake. There you go. And the next one is, this one's from Kelly listening to us in Woodbury. She says, which is just outside of Minneapolis. She said, Bill, you should visit here. I heard you mention Zantigo's. We have a Zantigo's up the street from our house. I am looking forward to it. Trust me. I'm finding a Zantigo's. For those of you who don't know, Zantigo's is a Mexican restaurant chain. And they just blew the doors off of Taco Bell when I was growing up as a kid in Cincinnati. And we had a Zantigo's right next to our high school. And they had the taco burrito, the chili cheese, or the cheese chilito. And I mean, it was great because it was very little money. You could go in there with $5 and load up and get a great lunch or whatever. We used to go over there, eat, and then go to football practice or hit there after football practice or basketball practice. And it was fantastic. And you'd go to Zantigo's. The line in Zantigo's would be around the block constantly. The line at Taco Bell, it'd be one car. It didn't even compare. So finally what happened was Yum Brands, I believe, which is Taco Bell, and KFC and all that stuff, they just bought them. They bought Zantigo's and just said, okay, we're getting rid of you. And they closed them all down. And they basically eliminated the competition. So the fact that there is a Zantigo's, and I went online and looked at their menu, and they still call it the same taco burrito, cheese chilito. Oh, I can't wait. I hope it takes me back to my childhood, which I got another grievance here for. Coming up here in a minute. So anyway, this is Kelly in Woodbury. She says, my husband, who does nothing but gripe about Brett Hundley, and as a Packers fan, then roots for him to lose constantly and throw interceptions just to prove his point. That's shameful as a Packers fan, and I am embarrassed to call him my husband. That is from Kelly listening to us in Woodbury, Minnesota. Thank you very much. So, wife against husband. Brother against brother. I get it. It can happen. It can happen to the best of us. Here's the older than dirt quiz that Lisa sent me and said, hey, Bill, you're older than dirt if you remember any of these. You sound like you're younger on the air. How old are you? So I'm just going to give you I'll take your quiz and then you decide. Okay? Do you remember blackjack chewing gum? I do not. Joe, do you remember blackjack chewing gum? Okay. Waxed Coke-shaped bottles with colored sugar water in them. Yes, I do. Used to bite the tip off of the bottle and drink what was inside. I do remember that. Candy cigarettes. Did they have candy cigarettes when you were a kid growing up, Joe? Nope. Okay, no. Soda pop machines that dispensed bottles. Yes, I remember that. Coffee shops with tableside jukeboxes. I remember that, but you can still get some of those places today, so that's not a big deal. Home milk delivery in glass bottles with cardboard stoppers. That was where they folded the cardboard down over the top of the bottle. I don't remember the home delivery, but I remember the bottles, yes, to answer your question. But there wasn't home delivery. I mean, I remember it in certain areas. My grandmother got it, but I really didn't get it. Party telephone lines. No, never had that. Newsreels before the movies. No. Don't remember that. PF flyers. Vaguely. Butch wax. Not really. Telephone numbers with a word prefix, such as Olive 6971 or BR549, which is the old hee-haw thing. No, I didn't have that. Howdy Doody. I do remember Howdy Doody, but he was before my time. He was already in kind of like old reruns when I was born. 45 RPM records? Yes, I remember that. S&H green stamps? Vaguely. My mom used to collect those. Metal ice trays with a lever? Yes. Mimeograph paper? Yes. Blue flash bulbs? Yes. roller skate keys, barely. They were like, those were antiquated by the time I was a kid. Drive-in movies, yeah, of course. As a matter of fact, I went to a drive-in theater last year down in Illinois to see, I think it was the new Spider-Man movie. If you remember 5 of those, you're a whippersnapper. If you remember 6 to 15 of those, you're getting there. If you remember 16 to 19 of those, you're older than dirt. So, no, I'm not older than dirt. Thank you very much, though, Lisa. Appreciate it. Let's get back to the... Well, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up our Festivus. We'll wrap up our Festivus. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels' show is on the air. Michael says, how the hell are the Packers expected to field a top 10 defense if Ted Thompson won't get veteran talent to replace the positions of needed with rookies? I get the mental errors attributed to coaching, but there are players that Ted Thompson have drafted. Number two, respect to Wisconsin sports. You are the Wisconsin Sports Talk Network. Let's just not stick to Packers. Just because I disagree with you on some things doesn't make me a Twitter biatch. Okay. I never called him that. I said what you do is Twitter bitch. As a verb, not a noun. Just so you know. Also, this is Brad who says, I have a coworker, eats yogurt every day. When the yogurt is gone, she keeps scraping the yogurt container with her spoon like she's hunting for hidden treasure. Damn it, there's no more yogurt, lady. It's not worth the effort anymore. Throw the thing away. That's Brad in Sturgeon Bay. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Brian in Bayview. Brian, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Bill.
What's up?
Happy Festivus.
You too, man.
Happy Festivus for you. Santigo, I do remember that. We had him here. There was one. Point Loomis, there was one. I don't remember how the food was. But do you remember, it was in 2008, I went to the Mall of America, and in the food court they had Arthur Treacher's.
Oh, I remember Arthur Treacher's. Really
that?
Good, yeah.
Mark's Big Boy.
Oh, I love Big Boy. As a matter of fact, when I go back to Cincinnati, they still have Frisch's Big Boys there.
What was I going to say? Oh, the grievances. Two of them. I just came up with some. And one is everybody's on, you know, and I know they have good defense, Minnesota Vikings. I'm a Packer fan, but... I'm just not sold on their offense. I mean, I don't know anybody in their offense. The quarterback, I mean, it's still up in the air, it seems like. Are they going to go back to Teddy Bridgewater? I mean, but everybody's like, the Vikings are going to take over the North. I'm just not sold on them, you know.
Defensively speaking, put it this way, there's been teams that in the past, and appreciate the phone call, that have proven that you don't need a high-powered offense if you've got a really, really good dominant defense. They did it with Seattle. We've seen them do it with Baltimore. We saw them do it with Tampa Bay. We've seen teams that have been able to win championships just by having – I mean, look at the year that Peyton Manning won it with the Denver Broncos. He wasn't that good anymore. They had a decent offense but not a great offense like they had a couple of years prior. But what they had was an extremely dominant defense, and as long as you have a dominant defense, that's going to keep you in the hunt. Let's go to Jason in Germantown. Jason, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
So I had to get one thing off my chest. I normally don't call into these things, but I have like an hour and a half ride, so I figured I'd call and talk to you.
Okay.
But I'm 31 years old, and any time I ever complain about the Packers on social media, I have people your age or older saying I'm just a spoiled brat and I don't know what rough times are like. But I mean, it's literally for the last 20-plus years of my life, I've had a Hall of Fame quarterback. I understand that. But I also want greatness having that Hall of Fame quarterback because right. I know how quickly he could go away.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I completely understand. If that's all you ever have known, mm-hmm. that's what your expectation is. But the one thing that I try to tell you is it's great to expect and want that. But the reality is different. And many, many teams and many, many franchises are looking for that different reality, or we're living through that different reality. And that's the only thing that I tend to tell people is, hey, I have to understand that what you've had here has been fantastic. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks for taking a listen to us during your long drive as well. We only got a minute or two. I got to get to Chip and Tosa. Chip, how you doing, man? What's going on? Chip.
Here, so I want you to tell us what you think. So what do you think the chances are, since they rushed Aaron Rodgers back so bad, that since where he has a metal plate in his collarbone, when he takes a hit, he gets a fracture on either side of that? All right, we're going to listen to you now.
I appreciate it. It's not a, but it's a misnomer. I don't know specifically it's a metal plate. Most physicians I've talked to about this surgery, it's not a, when they call it a plate, it's not like a hard steel, rigid piece of metal. This is a corrugated, moves with the body plate. It's there strictly for reinforcement. It's not there as a total brace, as a total bone replacement type of thing. So what is the likelihood of another break? If he gets hit the exact same way, he'd break it again, only for the fact that when Barr wrapped him up, he didn't allow his arm free, and he had no way to brace his fall, or at least to maneuver his fall off of the weight of that shoulder. So it would happen again. I mean, even, you know, every doctor's told me the same thing. What is the likelihood of it happening? They've all said, well, if it happens the exact same way again, that'll be the result, because he took the full weight of Anthony Barr's body on that collarbone, and bones aren't made to do that. So that would be the outcome. But I still think Aaron Rodgers is going to come back healthy. He's going to get all that arm strength back. He's going to be just fine. Good grievance day. Time for us to go. Tomorrow, we'll talk about actually playing spoiler over the Minnesota Vikings. Can it happen? Time for us to go. Have a good one, sir.
It's a Festivus miracle. Yeah.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.